Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 17. To be with Him in my disappointments. I'm so disappointed with you. This is a phrase we have probably heard from others, or we have used it to express our disappointment. Usually, disappointments are caused by our own expectations. When our expectations are low or nil, we do not get disappointed. I have been many times disappointed because of people failing my expectations, and I'm sure that I have failed others in their expectations of me. Many of these disappointments can be handled a bit more easily when I understand how my Savior handled His disappointments. God's disappointment started from the time He created human beings in His image. The first couple caused God great disappointment. Despite all the love and freedom He had given them, they chose to disappoint Him. In Genesis 6:6 we read, "The Lord regretted that He had made human beings on earth, and His heart was deeply troubled." God was so disappointed with human beings that He even wanted to destroy them completely. But God found Noah, through whom creation survived. Genesis 6 verse 8 and Genesis 8 verse 21. Even when Jesus came to this world to save us, His own disciples and His own people disappointed Him. But God was able to see His disappointment in a different way. He chose to use His disappointments to show His grace and mercy. He displayed His character and His love. His first words on the cross were, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus had this unique ability to see the bigger picture and had the insight to see the reason of our actions. That helped Jesus to overcome His disappointments. Because of the insight of human frailty that Jesus had, He was able to go back to those who disappointed Him. His disciples who chose to run away and even betray Him were pursued by Him to fulfill His mission. He made breakfast for them and waited the whole night for them to come back after fishing. Interesting, isn't it? When they had decided to go back to their own professions without understanding their sacred calling, He chose to go back to them. He knew their weaknesses and He remembered that they were mere human beings and not supernatural ones. His disappointments were turned into appointments to show His love and His faithfulness towards them. To be with Jesus in our disappointments is the secret of handling it. When we are disappointed, how do we express it? I tend to sometimes shout, blame, or even cry alone. When we have the insight that our Savior, who had gone through the worst disappointment, is with us, then it will help us to respond differently. He can turn our disappointments to become appointments to show His love and care for us. It is then that we will learn to praise God for our disappointments. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are the one who knows everything that happens in my life. You know my spoken and unspoken disappointments. Lord, You are the only one who can turn my disappointments into appointments. Give me wisdom and insight to pursue Your will even through these tough moments. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.